Neil Diamond, Morning Has Broken here on BBC Newcastle. Well, last week on the show, we heard from some of the school children from the Northeast who travelled to Auschwitz this year with the Holocaust Educational Trust. But a report just published suggests many school children have a very scant understanding of the Holocaust. More than two-thirds of secondary school pupils in England don't understand the term anti-Semitism. And a third think fewer than 100,000 Jews were killed. Ruth Ann Lenger was involved in the study.
This was really unprecedented work to find out what young people do know and understand about the Holocaust, because we're in a real transitory place now, a moment of transition where we go from living history to a history of the past, and such a significant history. We were really pleased that 83% of young people say students and young people like themselves must know about the Holocaust. They recognize the importance of the subject, of the significance. And a very large number, 88.9%, rejected the idea that too much of it is being taught. We were a little bit worried that some of the knowledge that they have was limited, and perhaps based on misconceptions. One of the ones that leapt out is the fact that 10.3% seemed to think that only no more than 100,000 were murdered, a considerably lower figure than the 6 million. One of the problems we found was the Boy in Striped Pajamas, which is a novel and a film, was often used in the teaching of the Holocaust and in teaching generally in schools, and it is riddled with inaccuracies about the Holocaust. So what we want to do is develop teacher training programs that help teachers not reject a source like that, but rather learn how to use a resource like that in a critical way.
Well, let's speak to Gillian Warnes, Vice President and co-founder of the Anne Frank Trust. Morning, Gillian.
Hello, Mike.
Now, we just heard there from Ruth Ann Lenger talking about the findings of the survey. What were the most worrying aspects of it for you?
Well, I wouldn't say worrying. I'd say some of the things are surprising, like the low figures that some children were quoting, that they thought that they were like 100,000 people. That is odd, because normally the figure of 6 million is so well known. There were some worrying aspects, but you must bear in mind that teachers have very limited amount of time on the curriculum to study this subject, and some teachers are actually quite nervous of studying such a profound subject. That's why, as Ruth Ann says, it is critical that there are excellent resources, because it is so important that they get it right. We're entering a period now where we know that so many of the first-hand witnesses, the Holocaust survivors, the camp liberators, are soon going to be no longer with us or able to tell their stories, because they themselves are such a fantastic resource for schools to use. And we use many Holocaust survivors when we work in schools. So we must ensure that the young people moving forward, who are going to be the next generation that pass on this story, get it absolutely right.
Now, most school children will study the Holocaust in some form as part of their GCSE or as part of the national curriculum.
Yeah.
Would it maybe, there might be an inkling or a suggestion that it might not be being taught properly?
Well, certainly, as Ruth Ann said, if a lot of teachers are relying on the very popular Boy in the Striped Pyjamas book, which is riddled with inaccuracy. We know it's a very engaging story, but we, of course, use the story of another teenager, Anne Frank, and we find that with teenagers, they really engage with that story, because it's about someone like them, because they see that this is an individual who has the same hopes and concerns and worries and hopes for the future as they do. And so there's an immediate identification, actually, surprisingly, by boys as well as girls. And so we use that relationship with another teenager, the personification of the 6 million. And we find that is very engaging for young people. It really draws them into the subject and encourages them to want to know more. We've found that teachers have reported to us that once they've been through an Anne Frank programme, they've noticed that there is a significant interest in young people wanting to study history at A level, that there's an increase in that, which is an interesting byproduct.
Now, it's been covered in many films, many documentaries have been named, and of course it's well documented in literature. And you mentioned there the book The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, and as you said, you know, there are quite a few inaccuracies in that.
Yeah.
Do you think books like The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas are helpful, or do you think because of the inaccuracies it might not really be the best way, you know, to educate people?
Well, I think if it fires interest, that's fine. But provided it's part of the wider resource, as Ruth Ann mentioned, we work, for example, a lot of schools in the Newcastle area, and we take an intensive program into a secondary school for 2 weeks. None of the pupils can ignore the fact that they have an Anne Frank exhibition based in their school, with a whole range of workshops that accompany it. And so if that generates interest in reading The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, but they've got the facts, that they do understand the facts, and they can apply critical thinking to the fact, well, maybe it didn't quite work like that. What I am concerned about is that if fictional literature is the only source of learning about the Holocaust, that is a big concern.
Right. And you touched yourself earlier. You said, you know, sometimes teachers are limited to the time and obviously the resources they have. I mean, there have been other genocides in the 20th century,
yes.
Places like Armenia and Rwanda.
Yes.
And they're probably come under the banner of more modern history. Should we teach children about all of them rather than, obviously, I know the Holocaust was a big part. It's a big event in history. Should we teach them about all genocides, not just about the Holocaust?
Learning about the Holocaust, of course, fires interest in learning about other genocides and how these things happen, how those step-by-step processes happen. In terms of the Holocaust, the steps towards the actual final solution happened over a series of a few years. In the case of something like Rwanda, which is a more modern genocide, it happened very quickly, and it is very important that young people learn how easy it is for societies to break down, and those that you thought were your friends, your neighbours, your people of trust, even your teachers sometimes, can turn against you, and how to look out for those alarming signs. We teach the Holocaust, we teach the facts, we teach what happened to one family during the course of the Holocaust, but we also teach it with a view to young people understanding the damage that prejudice and persecution can cause. So we try to develop critical thinking with young people about the lives that they're living today and in the future, and hopefully that they will become active, responsible, compassionate citizens in the future.
That's Gillian Warnes, Vice President and co-founder of the Anne Frank Trust.